You're in the Bootlegger Shack, and I'm your host. We're going to be listening to some bootleg blues recordings, starting this out with Albert Collins, Put Your Shoe on the Other Foot. This is from 1992 at the Crystal Palace Bowl in London.
blues time. We're going back to 1932. We wrote this.
ZZ Top Future Blues from 2011 at the Wharf in Orange Beach, Alabama. Now we're going to go back to 1976, Muddy Waters. How blue can you get? This was recorded at the Blues and Jazz Festival in Paris, France.
bought you $10 dinner. You said, "Hey, Daddy, for a snack, I let you live in my penthouse, and you call it just a shack. I gave you 7 children, woman. Yes, I love you.
Well, that wasn't actually Muddy Waters, but it was the Muddy Waters band. He was kind of a lazy performer, and the band would come out and do 3-4 songs without him, and then he would come out and do maybe 2-4 songs, and then he would leave the stage and go chase women, and that was a sore point with the band over the years, and the reason why Muddy Waters a lot of times couldn't get work when Howlin' Wolf had a gig every single night, because Howlin' Wolf put everything he had into every performance, and he was on stage for every single song. And I think that was Big George Harmonica Smith there on the Mississippi saxophone. Here's some Johnny Winter and Black Kangaroo doing a cover of a Blind Lemon Jefferson song, Matchbox Blues, from 1973 in San Francisco.
Thank you. think I do.
R.L. Burnside with Rollin' and Tumblin', which is usually attributed to Muddy Waters, but was actually written by Hambone Willie Newburn in 1929. Next, we're going to listen to The Blues Band from 2006, doing Hallelujah, I Love Her So, recorded at the BBC Moda Vale Studios in London.
Thank you.
I love that little girl so. Oh, baby, she's my baby from way across town. Yes, I do.
Hallelujah, I Love Her So is a Ray Charles tune from 1956.
You know I've traveled through East Texas, where many martyrs fell. I know nobody can sing the blues like blind Willie McTell. We'll be right back.
Jeff Allen on drums and Hilary Briggs on keyboards. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thanks. Thank you. Good night.
Well, I'm gazing out the window of the old St. James Hotel. I know nobody can sing the blues like I'm Willie McTell. Heaven, and we all want what is his, but power and greed and corruptible seed seem to be all there is.
Was Mick Taylor doing a cover of a Bob Dylan tune, Blind Willie McTell, from 1997 at the Leverkusen Jazz Fest in Leverkusen, Germany. And the Allman Brothers Band do a real nice cover of that song, too. Here next is a band that came out of the Grateful Dead. The band's called Rat Dog. And this is a tune that the Grateful Dead did, Minglewood. This is from 1996 at Great Woods in Mansfield, Massachusetts.
Raised in Lion's Den, born in a desert, was raised in a lion's den. Well, my number one occupation, stealing women's from their other men. Busted chain, whiskey. I'm going down to Minglewood.
In 1928, and then he rewrote it later that year and called it New Minglewood Blues. Charlie Patton recorded it in 1929 and called it I Won't Be Long. And the version the Grateful Dead did in 1966, they called New Minglewood Blues. Here's Ry Cooder, Crazy About an Automobile, recorded at the Cotati Cabaret in Cotati, California, 1987. Thank you.
candy thief. You and your woman in your own front seat. Play with your keys, tip your ear. Radio loud enough to hear. Turn up the heat, flip on your plan. You start rolling.
That was Ray Cooter, Crazy About an Automobile, which is, oh shoot, who wrote that? I just had it. William R. Billy the Kid Emerson wrote it in the mid-50s. ZZ Top does a nice cover of it also. You've been listening to the Bootlegger Shack, and we've got time for one more tune to play this set out, and I'm going to play a song from a friend of mine in Sheffield, UK, Stumbling Andy K, Lonesome Prayer.
got no Chevrolet for it. Ain't got no jet lag. Ain't got jet lag. Jet lag, man. No, I ain't got no Chevrolet for it. I ain't got no jet lag, man. Now I know ain't nobody gonna hear my old lonesome prayer.
Thanks for listening.